Welcome to Joygasmic Shorts, a power-packed experience to give you the best out of our interviews. If you're back for more, remember to subscribe and give us a five-star rating. It helps us reach more people and create our shared dream of an enlightened planet. Thank you so much. Enjoy the short.
So partially because of my own challenges, I hadn't been interacting with people, but partially because living in a tourist town, the people who live there full-time are serving the tourists, and the people who are tourists are there for a week or 2 weeks at a time, and they're just always moving through. And so I had gained sort of a really, like fuck people, they're always moving through. And so when I came back to live in Calgary, I really had to face it, like I was the one who was unwilling to connect with other people, and I had to learn how to be in connection with other people. Hmm. And I started with my family, because I was like, my family is the most important. And so in that process, worked through, talked with them about so many things that I had never talked to them about. My parents went through some of their own awakening journey. So we're able to use similar languaging and talk to me about it. Maybe it's just like 5 or 6 years of me continuing to use the same languaging, approaching them relatively lovingly, or the planet waking up at large. I'm not quite sure.
Right.
But we were able to start having conversations about how parented me and the struggles they were going through while I was younger had impacted me later. And I realized that they were mostly oblivious to most of my challenges. They had no idea that I'd been suffering from depression for a decade or more, like, because I just put on a really good face most of the time and been fine. And so if anybody's listening and feels like their family doesn't understand, they might just not know. Might not know that you're struggling. Keep that in mind and consider talking to them. And also, like, caveat, like, my parents were in a good place to talk to me about all of these things. Some people's families, like, never get to that point, and I'm so sorry for those people.
Right.
In which case, like, therapy or, like, friends or, like, surrogate family. Like I said, I had surrogate grandparents. Like, surrogate, I definitely have met people. I was like, wow, you're like the mom I never had. That's so cool, you know? Like, those people can do that kind of healing work with you as well.
Right.
If your family of origin isn't able to do that. So I did all of those things.
And a big mission to end family trauma in this generation. And so I'm working with conscious moms to create a powerful change where we can become bulletproof, where we have no triggers, where our children cannot touch us, no matter what they throw at us, so that we can be the kind of moms that we needed and the kind of moms that we want to be for this new generation, so that we can end rape, we can end trauma, we can end neglect, we can end sexual shame, we can end consumerism, we can end screen addiction, we can end all of these things by how we choose to parent and how we show up in the world. So I invite you to be here on this journey with me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side. So get your name and email in that box and join me on this journey. It's going to be an incredible 7 days where you are guided every day to understand how to create better habits, how to not give up, and how to implement the 60-second hack to rewire your brain so that you know that no matter what's happening, you'll come back to a loving place fast. Love you. I'll see you on the other side. Present moment.